All right, so today we're diving deep into advanced SEO techniques.
Yeah, we're going to unlock that secret level.
Exactly. We're going way beyond the basics, you know?
Yeah, on the
It's
basics.
like we're talking giving you a real edge when it comes to standing out in those super competitive online spaces.
Absolutely. Yeah.
And you know, we've got some really cool excerpts from advanced SEO techniques for competitive industries. And this isn't just about cramming in keywords.
No, not at all.
We're talking strategy here.
Absolutely.
So when we talk about advanced SEO for these competitive fields, where do we even begin? What's the first thing we should wrap our heads around?
Well, I think it's crucial to understand just how different the game is when you're in a really competitive space.
Right?
So you got to be smarter,
Okay.
more strategic.
So it's like you said, it's not just about keywords anymore.
Right, you can't just stuff them in and hope for the best.
What do we do then?
Well, this is where we start thinking about something called search intent.
Oh, search intent. Okay.
Yeah, this is like level two SEO thinking
Right.
because you have to consider why someone is searching for something,
Okay.
not just what they're typing in, you know?
So it's not just about the words themselves, but the thought behind it.
Exactly. Like, are they looking for information? Are they looking to buy something? Are they trying to solve a problem?
Ah, I see.
It's a whole different ball game.
So, for example, like, let's say I've got, I don't know, a pottery business.
Okay,
I
yeah.
shouldn't just focus on keywords like, you know, pottery or ceramics.
Right, those are too broad. You
Right.
gotta think about the intent.
Okay.
So someone's searching just pottery, they might just be like browsing, right?
Yeah.
But someone's searching for unique pottery gifts or how to fix a chipped ceramic mug.
Oh, that's very specific.
Very specific intent. They're ready to buy or they need a solution right now.
So I need to make content for them.
That's where you're gonna stand out, yeah.
Okay, so we're creating all this amazing content tailored to specific search intents, but then how do we organize it all? I imagine it can get kind of overwhelming.
Oh, absolutely. And that's where topic clusters come in handy.
Topic clusters.
Yeah, have you heard of these?
I've heard the term, but I'm not sure I totally get it.
So basically, instead of having all your content as like separate little islands on your website,
Okay.
we group them together around a central topic.
I see.
So, you know, with your pottery site, you could have a cluster on pottery care, another on gift ideas, maybe one on like pottery techniques.
It's like organizing a library,
Yeah,
right?
exactly.
You've got your fiction section, your nonfiction, you know, all neatly categorized.
Makes it so much easier to find what you're
Yeah.
looking for, right?
Yeah.
Same for your website. Both users and search engines love a well-organized site.
Makes total sense. So it helps with the SEO too.
Big time. It shows you're an authority on the topic.
Okay, I like it. Now we got to talk about link building.
Ah, yes, link building.
It's like the classic SEO thing, right?
Yeah.
Everyone's always talking about getting more links.
It's still super important,
Okay.
but it's not just about getting any old link anymore.
Oh, so quality over quantity.
Exactly. Think about it. Wouldn't you rather have one awesome link from like a super reputable website
Okay.
than like five random links from who knows where?
Right. Makes sense.
So, you know, for your pottery business, getting featured on a popular home decor blog,
Oh, yeah.
that's gold.
Way better than some random blog no one reads.
Exactly. Aim for those high authority links.
Gotcha. Quality over quantity. All right. So
Yeah.
we've got the content, we got the structure. Now, what about all the behind-the-scenes stuff? The technical side of things?
Technical SEO, the unsung hero.
It does sound a little intimidating.
It can be, but honestly, it's crucial.
Okay.
This is about the user experience, how fast your site loads, you know, is it mobile friendly?
Right, got to work on phones and everything.
Exactly. And then there's stuff like structured data.
The structured data, that
Yeah.
sounds complicated.
It's basically just a way to help search engines understand your content better.
Okay.
So think about that pottery mug page on your website. With structured data, you can like tag the price, the material, customer reviews, and boom.
What does that do?
Search engines can display that info right in the search results.
Oh, so it's like giving them a little cheat sheet.
Exactly. And it makes your listing way more attractive to users.
So it's about working smarter, not harder.
Exactly. Give those search engines what they want.
Wow, this is all starting to click now.
It's really cool when it all comes together.
Yeah, and it seems like even small improvements in these areas can make a big impact.
Absolutely.
Okay, so for all our listeners out there who might be feeling a little overwhelmed right now, what's one key takeaway they can focus on today?
Just try to see your website through the eyes of both a user and a search engine.
Okay.
Ask yourself, is it easy to find stuff? Does it load fast? Is it mobile friendly? Is my content actually helpful in answering questions?
A good checklist, yeah.
Just remember to keep the user in mind.
Amazing insights. I really appreciate you breaking all this down for us.
My pleasure.
So for everyone listening, remember, advanced SEO isn't a one-time thing.
Right.
It's an ongoing process. It's about learning, adapting, and constantly improving.
Keep testing, keep tweaking, keep ahead of the game.
Think about which of these techniques we talked about, you know, really resonated with you and how you can apply it to your own online presence.
Exactly. Take action.
Because when you move past those SEO basics and really start thinking strategically, well, that's when the magic happens.
The possibilities are endless, right. Seriously.
And that's a wrap for a deep dive on advanced SEO techniques.
Until next time.
See ya.